milk, vegetables. Now the water supply is feared tainted by radiation in Japan.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Tokyo health officials said today radiation levels are higher in the water supply there. Those officials are recommending people not give tap water to infants. The water warning comes after some locally grown foods turned up with higher levels of radiation, and people are starting to wonder if there's any relief in sight. Marketplace continues our coverage of the human and economic toll of the tragedy in Japan. Yumiko Ono is managing editor of the Wall Street Journal's Japanese website, and she's with us now from Tokyo. Thanks for being with us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Now, Tokyo authorities are saying that infants shouldn't drink the tap water, but you have a kid, right?
Yeah, I have a four-year-old, not exactly an infant, and no longer on formula, of course, but nonetheless, it is of concern. You start asking a whole bunch of questions. What does it mean that infants can't drink the water, but it's safe for adults? What will happen to you if you drink the water accidentally? So I won't be surprised if some people, just to be safe, even if they're adults, would go out and buy bottled water. The government is already asking people not to go rush to the stores and try to hoard bottled water in case there's a shortage.
Has that happened? Is there bottled water readily available still?
I don't know for sure, but there are lots of people on Twitter saying, oh, I'm going to go get my water now. Oh, we thought the milk was back after, you know, we couldn't get milk for a few days, and now it's water. What should we do?
Are you concerned it's going to get any worse?
You know, one thing I really want to know is the whole big picture. Right now, we're getting little bits of information every day from the government. You know, then it's the vegetables, now it's the water. You know, you sort of want to know, are things getting worse or better?
What's it like covering this story from Tokyo at the same time that you live there in the city?
Mm-hmm. It's very stressful in many ways. Everything is adding to the stress. For a while, this radiation issue seemed like it was getting worse and worse, with white smoke and black smoke coming out, the cooling not happening, you know, the spraying of the water. So every day, we are braced for more bad news or some new bad news. And I could see how the stress is getting to people. It's not an easy time.
Yumiko Ono, managing editor of the Wall Street Journal's Japanese website. Thank you so much. Take care, stay safe, and keep those kids safe, too.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. The Nikkei lost about 1.5% today because of the earthquake and tsunami disasters. Toyota says it's delaying the Japanese launch of its new Prius minivan and wagon. European stock markets are mostly higher right now. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost a few points, 17 points to be exact, to end the day at 12,018. Egypt's stock market reopened today. It had been closed since mass protests ousted the country's government nearly 2 months ago. The BBC's Jonathan Head is with us from Cairo with the latest there. Hi, Jonathan.
Nice to be with you, Steve.
The market is dropping lots. Is that because people don't think the new Egyptian government will be good for business?
I don't think it's that, Steve. I think it's simply that when you shut a stock market for 8 weeks during the most turbulent period in a country's history, you know, there's an awful lot of selling pressure in there. People who would have wanted to sell couldn't. They piled on their orders this morning. We had a 10% drop in the space of just a minute. And now, under new rules, they've suspended trading for half an hour. Everybody expected there'd be a big drop. But clearly, there's an awful lot of uncertainty about where Egypt goes from here. I don't think anybody except a very brave investor is ready to jump in right yet.
It's been weeks and weeks since the tumult on the streets of Egypt. Why did it take so long for the stock market to reopen?
Well, they planned to reopen it, but they kept delaying. It's been delayed five times. There were a number of reasons. Clearly, they were very nervous about panic selling. They wanted to get measures in place that would limit that. They've got those in. They were also concerned they didn't want people accused of corruption under President Mubarak, who had been investigated, to go and take their vast sums of money out. So that was a good reason for freezing the markets. They also wanted measures to protect smaller investors.
The BBC's Jonathan Head in Cairo. Jonathan, thank you.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation, supporting customer choice and clean, efficient energy sources and technologies, working with customers nationwide to create a sustainable energy future. Constellation.com. by Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on mileage and safe driving habits. Learn more at progressive.com. And by Mini, with 37 miles per gallon and 3 years or 36,000 miles of boot-to-bonnet maintenance. MiniUSA.com/info.
Today, the FDA gets a final report from an advisory committee after a year-long review of menthol cigarettes. Menthols account for about a third of U.S. cigarette sales, and the report is expected to give companies such as Lorillard, the maker of Newports, reason to breathe a sigh of relief. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
Newport has been the menthol cigarette brand for decades.
Newport tastes fresher, tastes better too.
A scientific advisory panel has studied whether that better taste makes menthols more addictive and thus more harmful. The panel's draft report says menthols are certainly harmful, but it didn't forcefully recommend pulling them from the market. Nick Modi is an analyst with UBS.
People are becoming even more comfortable with the fact that the FDA will not ban menthol.
Modi says the FDA may not want to strip the $5 billion in tax revenue menthols generate in the U.S., but
we don't think the companies are out of the woods just yet.
Patrick Hughes is with Height Analytics. He says this report doesn't fully vindicate Lorillard and other menthol cigarette companies.
We see FDA facing a very long road with extensive additional research required.
The FDA is expected to issue an update on menthols in the next 3 months. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez believes in aliens. He even thinks there may have been life at one time on Mars. In a speech marking World Water Day earlier this week, Chavez, an avowed socialist, said the Red Planet could have had a civilization long ago. But he says when they adopted capitalism, the civilization died off. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. On Twitter, at Radio Chio. And online at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
All right, so here's an idea. What if we made toxic chemicals non-toxic from the start so we don't have to deal with their after effects later on?
And I said, rather than looking at how we design molecules that can treat or hopefully cure cancer, I want to try and come up with a way that all of the chemicals that we're surrounded by can't cause cancer and can't cause other kinds of toxicity.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the EPA's new green campaign, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.